It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. You've made it through the long, gray days of winter. Well, almost. Before you begin spring cleaning, why not go ahead and treat yourself to a seasonal overhaul? Whether it's an exotic locale or a local day spa, a massage, facial, aromatherapy could be just what the doctor ordered. Here with some suggestions for spa treatments is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, always good to see you. Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, New Girl, so you're sending us to a spa. Have we gone to pot over the winter? I mean, why are you sending us to a spa?
Well, at least I don't think you and I have gone to pot over the winter, Paul. I think we're in good shape. But at times like this, I think over the course of the winter to the freshman 10 that people talk about. And I think it's easy to put on the winter 10 or 10 plus because it's cold out. You eat more, you exercise less, and you just don't have that same kind of pep in your step. And so spring comes along. It's time for renewal, rebirth. And that's a really good time to go to a spa because you will feel reborn after someone kind of works you over in a sort of pampering and lovely setting. Yeah, it's a good thing to do this time of year.
Now, there might be some guys listening to this who say, you know, is it okay for a man to do this? I mean, it should be, but we might just sort of wonder about whether we're welcome.
No, you know, I think absolutely. And I have to tell you, the places I'm going to talk about today, I've brought my Fab Five list in. I can say with all certainty that men would feel comfortable at all of these places. Some of them are in parts of the country that are absolutely gorgeous where you can hike and, you know, swim and play golf. And there's a lot of other stuff going on that's attached to some of these destination spas, certainly, because they're really full-service resorts. They're good for anyone.
Fab Five list.
That's what I've got.
The five best ones close to home is where you're going to start. So go ahead. What would be the first one on this list?
All right. Well, we're just gonna send you across the river to Espa Cosmetica. This is a place in Aspinwall that was opened by Eva Kirschbaumer, a Hungarian immigrant. So she's new-ish to Pittsburgh. Not quite a new girl, but new-ish. And she opened this place, I'd say about a decade ago. And you walk in, and right away you feel like you're in a little European village. There are some wonderful murals on the walls painted by a friend of hers. The different treatment rooms are named, you know, after Amsterdam or Lake Como and different European destinations. And she is a facialist of long standing and some renown. So that's certainly one of their specialties. But massages, they're also very well known for. You get a massage from Regina Finley at Espa Cosmetica, and it will make your day. It will make your month. It's just a great little escape in the city. In a cute area, a lot of neat little cafes and restaurants in Aspinwall. So you almost have like a little escape very close to home.
Aspinwall is really one of the cool and, if not forgotten, just one of the hidden treasures of Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and you know, it's surprisingly close. I mean, from so many destinations in Pittsburgh, you can get there in 10, 15 minutes. It's not that far from downtown, right off of Route 28. So yeah, it's a place people should get to.
Now, getting back to the spa treatment, aside from the fact that a massage feels so good, there are a number of aspects of this that are medically beneficial. For example, what I hear is that, correct me if I'm wrong, but that a massage helps improve your circulation?
Well, sure. I mean, it's good for the lymphatic system, and there are many ingredients that massage therapists use that are exfoliating. So there are, you know, many restorative, recuperative benefits. I remember when I was pregnant with my son, I had a massage in my last trimester every week, and it was indicated by my doctor. He thought it was a good idea. So not just for women, but really for men to alleviate stress and, you know, stress points in the body and just to keep you in shape. There are, you know, sports massages for runners and athletes. So there are many reasons to do it. You shouldn't feel that it's just sort of a, you know, pampering kind of, oh, I'm spoiling myself, how bourgeois kind of experience. That's not the way I look at it at all. There is a lot to be said for taking care of yourself, especially after a long, hard winter. It's the thing to do.
A mental and physical therapeutic value.
Well, there you go. How can you resist now?
Do this. So next up, something sweet.
Oh, very sweet here. I'm going to send you to the Chocolate Spa at the Hotel Hershey. And this is a place that we've talked about in the past. I love
Chocolate Spa.
And you know, it, is just that. I mean, you
what
can
is
have,
the chocolate spa?
Well, I mean, we're talking Hershey. They, you know, they've got chocolate and everything. And actually, there are a lot of medicinal aspects to chocolate.
Well, what do they do with this chocolate?
Well, they put it all over you.
Really?
For starters, yes, you can get into a whipped cocoa bath. You can get a chocolate bean polish. And I have had the chocolate bean polish there. It is a wonderful treatment. Something that they've just launched in March is a whoopie pie manicure and pedicure. And they actually use whoopie pie scent. Not sure what that is, but I would be willing to check it out. And use whoopie shea butter on your hands and feet. Now, you know, let's not run them down yet. Actually, they do a great job at this spa. They also have some treatments that they call the Cuban experience, because actually Milton Hershey did have a lot of connections in Cuba. Obviously, that's where he got his sugar from for his chocolate. So they have different treatments, including a mojito sugar scrub, which a friend of mine has had and loved. The hotel, it makes for a great overnight as well. Lunch at the spa is very healthy. It's all about healthy eating there. You know, you won't be quite as healthy maybe if you eat too many of the chocolate mini muffins in the lounge while you're waiting for your treatment. But overall, it's a terrific experience. Really not that far from home. It's about 3.5 hours to Hershey. So they're high on my list.
Is it the same concept as a mud bath?
No, being from San Francisco, Northern California, I've had a lot of mud baths over the years, and I can tell you that the scent, and I'm being kind there, in a room when you're in a mud bath is nowhere near as sweet as at the chocolate spa. But similarly, they have restorative treatments for the skin. It's amazing how soft your skin feels after you get out of one of these chocolate treatments. You just got to try it, Paul. Don't take it from me. Get over there.
And it can do this right in Pittsburgh. That's amazing. let's talk about a spa that's also a terrific weekend getaway for singles, couples, families.
Okay, where I'm going to send you here for that is the Omni Bedford Springs Resort. And that's what, maybe a couple of hours from Pittsburgh? Is that 2-3 hours away? This is a property that had $120 million renovation a couple, 3 years ago. It is absolutely gorgeous from top to bottom. I mean, the rooms have all been redone. The common areas, great food. And along with that, they redid their Springs Eternal Spa, which is now, it's 30,000 square foot, just absolute masterpiece. They have, I believe, still mineral springs on the property that have been around for a couple centuries, used by the Native Americans who were on that property early on. And so all of their treatments use natural spring water, which is healthy, certainly. They have a lot that they do with hydrotherapy. Their indoor pool is spring-fed. They're also obviously known for massages and steams and all kind of things. But anything that's sort of, you know, water hydro-related at that spa is excellent. And, you know, Bedford Springs is known to have one of the larger sort of, you know, concentrations of top quality, world-class, really, golf resorts in the state of Pennsylvania. So there are a lot of other things you can do while you're there. You definitely want to make a weekend out of that one.
And the Southwest is fertile ground for spas, thanks to desert heat and an earthy sensibility. So out of those, what would be your pick, Elaine?
Okay, and it's funny. I'm going to pick one in New Mexico, and a lot of people may think, wait a minute, what about, you know, Phoenix and Scottsdale, and there's a lot of great spas out there.
Beautiful state.
Oh, let me tell you, there is a place in the mountains above Santa Fe. This is my top pick on the list. It's called 10,000 Waves. This is a spa that really feels more like a Japanese hot springs resort. It's all stone and wood and glass. And I've had the great good fortune of being there three times over the years. What people will generally do at 10,000 Waves is soak in the hot baths. And they have indoor and outdoor baths. And you say, wait a minute, outdoors? And isn't everybody going to be looking while I'm in this hot tub? And it's not quite that way. There are certainly these walls around you. But the sky up above is open. And so you're looking out onto these snow peaks, and you can get there late in the day, early evening, and see the stars in the sky. So what you do is you book a room with your own private hot tub. It's got a cold plunge attached to it, and you just soak, and you just you're good to yourself, and you just feel charmed to be in that setting. It is an absolutely magical place, and if I sound convinced, it's because I love this place.
Yeah, you make all these places you describe always make me want to get on a plane and go out there. Well, as a California girl, I'd expect you to have a favorite close to your former home.
And I do. And this is a place that I have fond memories of as well. It's the Ventana Inn and Spa. And it's in Big Sur. It literally almost hangs right over a cliff looking over Highway 1 in the Pacific Ocean. So you've got these great views. It's very rustic, but I should say rustic of a romantic. It's good for couples, I would say. Their restaurant, I mean, it's just world class. A lot of people go to Ventana just to eat, but you should also go to indulge and do the spa thing. They're very well known for their hot stone massages, seaweed body wraps. It's not an inexpensive getaway, but if you want to do that, you know, California getaway, you go, you get your Napa Valley cab, you get some cheeses, your bread, you settle in, you spend the weekend at Ventana, and you will be reborn.
Sounds like the spa is the thing. Our travel contributor, Elaine LaBaume, has been with us. She's a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City and tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, thanks for being with us.
You betcha.
Wednesday, March 20th, 90.5 WESA's Daily Public Affairs program, this program, Essential Pittsburgh, will host a public forum on the black middle class in Pittsburgh. The forum will take place at the WESA WYEP studios in Bedford Square on the south side. Doors open to the public at 6:30. For more information, go to the events page on the 90.5 WESA website. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.